Marcus.
He hasn't come on yet.
Thank you, ma'am.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Right,
good morning, everyone.
We shall begin. Today is the fourth day of Nisan. Which connects to the month of Tammuz. The energy of Tammuz is about emotions. Generally, most people, that means fears, but it's not always fears, and it doesn't have to be fears. We will start with the L'shem Yichud and then start on the six steps of the morning ritual for Nisan. L'shem Yichud, Kudsha Bereku, Ishbite, Viti, Urfimu, Utimu, Utimu, Urfimu, Reakta, L'shem, Yote, Buvate, Beyehuda, Shalim, B'shem, Kol Yisrael, Limud Torah, Mitzvah, Las. Sok Torah mitzvah. Vayehino amadunai Eloheinu aleinu maasei yadeinu kononei aleinu maasei yadeinu kononeihu. The permutation for the Hashem's name for the month of Tammuz is exactly the opposite order of Nisan. Nisan is the regular order, Yud Hei Vav Hei. Tammuz is its opposite, Hevav, Heyud. And in the case of Echiyeh, it's Heyud, Heyaleph. Please join me as we say, Hey, wa, hey, oh, hey, oh, hey, ah, hey, wa, hey, oh, hey, oh, hey, ah, hey, wa, hey, oh, hey, hey wa hey yo, hey yo hey wa, hey wa hey yo, hey yo hey ya, hey wa hey yo, hey yo hey ya. Please please join me in saying the Anna Bikalaf, where we will also connect both to the permutation of Hashem's name and the letters Ket and Taf. The Taf created the planet we call Lavana. This is the moon. And the Ket created the astrological sign of Tammuz, which is the crab or the Sartan in Hebrew. But it's actually the astrological sign of Cancer. And there's a reason why Abraham Avinu called the month of Tammuz the month of Cancer. In today's world, cancer is a disease. And this is, the Kabbalah teaches that all cancers begin in the month of Tammuz. Why? Because in Tammuz, it's difficult to maintain joy and happiness. And when you fall away from joy and happiness, the result is the wake-up call that we call cancer. Anna Bikoah, Gedulat Yemincha, Katir Terura, Alephet Gimel, Yutak Chadi, Babel Rina, Amcha Sagvenu, Taharenu, No. Kufreshayan, Sintet Nun. Nagibor, Dorshe Yehuta, Giva Vachamwe, Nun Gimodalad, Yutashin. Barhem Taharim, Rakame Sitatha, Dami Gamlem, Etet Resh, Saditath Gimel. Tasim Kadosh, Biro Tuha, Nael Adatecha, Et Kufet, Et Nunayan. Yachid Geyeh, Lamcha Penei, Zokrei Kiddushatecha, Yud Gimelamed, Hei Zayin Kuf. Shavatenu Kabel, Ushma Tziyakatenu, Yodeya Talumo, Shin Kufav, Tadiyuta. The permutation of Hashem's name for this month of Tammuz, the fourth day of Nisan. Hey, wah, hey, yo, 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 hey, wah, hey, yo. The letters Ket and Taf, hey, wah, hey, yo, hey, wah, hey, yo, Ket, Taf, hey, wah, hey, yo, hey, wah, hey, yo, hey, wah, hey, yo, hey, wah, hey, yo, Ket, Taf, hey, wah, hey, yo, hey, wah, hey, yo, hey, wah, hey, yo, hey, wah, hey, yo. In the eighth verse of the Anna Bikalaf, we say in a whisper, Step three, the relationships that help us to achieve unity of all things that come out of the Sefer Yetzirah. The planet Levana, the planet we call the moon, is considered the Malchut, because like Malchut, the moon has no light of its own. Yet it shares whatever light it receives by reflecting that light towards the earth. The Sartan, the crab, is an animal that cannot walk straight ahead. It must zigzag along to get where it is going. This is the nature of the crab. It is difficult for people born under the sign of Cancer to be straight, to tell the truth, even to themselves. We will now read the offering that was made by the Nasi, the leader of the tribe. You can read it on the handout. The 5-6 verses are there. I will be reading it from the Machon Mamre website, which is from the Book of Bamidbar. It's from chapter 7. We'll be reading from verse 30 to 35. Bayom harivi nasi livne ruven elitzur ben shedeur. On the fourth day, Eliezer, the son of Shedeur, the prince of the children of Reuben. Verse 31.
Karbano karat kesef achat shloshim u'me'ah mishkala mizrach echad kesef shivim shekel b'shekel hakodesh shneihem leim tolet belula b'shemen.
His offering was one silver dish, the weight thereof was 130 shekels, one silver basin of 70 shekels, after the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mingled with oil for a meal offering. Verse 32.
Kafachat asara zahav. Malaya Ketoret,
one golden pan of 10 shekels, full of incense. Verse 33.
Har Echad Ben Bakar Ayil Echad, Teves Echad Ben Shenato Leola,
one young bullock, one ram, one he lamb of the first year, for a burnt offering, an ola.
Seir izim echad l'chatat,
one male of the goats for a sin offering.
Ulzeva hashlamim bakar shenayim, eilim chamisha, atudim chamisha, Kivasim b'nei shana hamishara zekarban elitzur ben shedeur.
And for the sacrifice of peace offerings, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 he-goats, 5 he-lambs of the first year. This was the offering of Elitzur, the son of Shedeur. Section 5, prior to section 5, I'm reading from the handout about this additional meditation. Liru van Elitur ben Shadeur. Elitur means strength from the word for rock, tur. Shadeur, or Shayidur, teaches that all of his strength comes from the great light that God illuminates. Shaddai is God the Almighty, and Ur is light. This is precisely true for the tribe of Reuben, as Reuben signifies sight. Thus he sees in every situation that he is standing in the presence of Hashem. This hymn brings him to a great state of joy, as it is written. Joy comes from the heart, from the light of the eyes. The fifth step is to learn more about these names and their character traits. First is the tribe of Reuben. The name Reuben is a name for a boy, as you will see clearly from its definition. Its root is from the Hebrew. The meaning is seed, a son. This is the firstborn of Jacob's 12 sons, yet he is not the king, because his root, his shoresh, is impacted by the difference in consciousness between his mother, Leah, and his father, who thought he was involved with Rachel. I don't know what happened on this name, why we don't have we don't have energy verses, so I'm going to do a check right now. It may take a minute or two. You can follow along with what I'm doing. I'm opening up the Hashem.com website. And I'm going to the name form. And I'm changing to be able to please mute your phones, because I'm getting background static, by pressing *6. But I'm now typing in Hebrew, and I'm putting in the first letter, which is Resh, and the last letter, which is Nun Sofit. And then I'm submitting the form. And then I'm clicking on the energy verses for those two letters. There are 8 verses.
Hatai Revam Ben Ruven Ben Davat Asher Hafita Yo Et Yisrael Lo Sar Hashem Yehu Me Acharayim Egel Hazahav Asher Beyat El Vayasher Badan Albeit from the sins of Jeroboam, the sons of Nebat, wherewith he made Israel to sin, Yehu departed not from after them the golden calves that were in Bethel and that were in Dan. Rak habamot lo yasaro od ha'am mezavachim umakaterim bebamot ubenei et seir beit Hashem me'ayelayom. Albeit the high places were not taken away, the people still sacrificed and offered in the high places. He built the upper gate of the house of the of Hashem. Reo Aim Bayiru Pitzot Aret Shiharado Taravo Vayatayo. The isles saw and feared. The ends of the earth trembled. They drew near and came. Returning to that handout, we learn about the name Elitzur. It's a name that is for a male, and it's from the Hebrew. And its translation would be formed from my God, or rock of my God. Its word is Sheol, Shaul, a name that is borrowed or loaned. The phrase, Halayla v'yomar, and speak of the nights. The Shoresh is Yetzur, to create, to manufacture, to fabricate, to fashion, to form, to produce, to compose, to set up, to scheme, to besiege, to mold, to shape, or to pack. Another shoresh, it's sur. It's a rock, a cliff, a fortress. It's one of God's names. Flint, the city of Tyre. What do you think the name of God, sur, represents? The energy versus for Elitzur. There are 68. The number 68 is expressing the Hebrew word chaim, meaning a life. Adonai Shemani Eretz Arva Meat Shekel Kesef Baini Uvein. Mishpacha Mahu Be'et Mitach Kavar. My Lord Adonai, hearken unto me. A piece of land worth 400 shekels of silver. What is that betwixt me and thee? Bury therefore thy dead. This verse comes from the section of the Torah where Abraham was buying the cave of Machpelah to bury Sarah, his wife, and ultimately will be used for all three patriarchs and their wives. 400 shekels in this verse is referring to the 400 levels of negativity. Abraham buys the cave for 400 shekels, doesn't negotiate for a lower price. He wants all the negativity to be eliminated. Ach bezot naot lachem im tahayu kamanu lehamel lachem kal zahar. Only on this condition will we consent unto you, if ye will be as we are, that every male of you be circumcised. This is from the incident of Shechem and the rape of Dinah. Were they serious? Did they truly want the people, the males of Shechem, to be circumcised? Or was it a foil? Was it to fool them, to be able to kill them later? What was the consciousness of Shimon and Levi? Aluf Dashen, Aluf Atsur, Aluf Dishan, Ela Alofe, Hachare, Lealafahem, Be'eretz Shair. We've discussed the word Aluf as being the chieftain, the head, but it is it's coming from the word Aleph, the letter Aleph. There's so much involved in this word. As we have spoken before, it's connected to the name of God, El, and to the mouth. And God speaks is one translation. The chief of Dishon, the chief of Ezer, the chief of Dishan, these are the chiefs that came out of the Horites according to their chiefs in the land of Seir. Did you get an impression from these three verses that the month of Tammuz is connected to a negative situation, negative system? The name Shedayir, or Shedayor, also for name for a male from the Hebrew, meaning the light of Shaddai, the light of God. It's a name for the Nile River, for any river, to shine, to illuminate, to beam, to light up. The word afilat means to darken. Another word, atzalat, bestow upon. A phrase, l'da'at tov, Teaching knowledge is good. Or to the good knowledge. The Shoresh is or, which means light. On the other shore is Shaddai, is the name of the god used on the back side of the visual side of the mezuzah. There are 25 verses. 25, we know, connects to the perfection of the five worlds within the five worlds. Maybe perhaps the completion, but completion is perfection. Sheshet yamin taaseh me'asi ulayom hashbi teshevat leman yanot shoresh v'chamira v'yanafesh ben amicha v'hager. 6 days thou shalt do thy work, but on the seventh day thou shalt rest, that thine ox and thine ass may have rest, and the son of thy handmaid and the stranger may be refreshed. The verse describing the Shabbat. Shite ketavat pavaret yihielo El Shane Shani Katsotav Bihavar. It shall have two shoulder pieces joined to the end, two ends thereof, that it may be joined together. This is describing an aspect of the Mishkan in the desert. Seir Yashu, Seir Yaakov, El Gibor. A remnant shall return, even the remnant of Jacob, unto El, the mighty. And these three verses connect very strongly to the positive system. If you get a sense of the confusion and the duality in the month of Tammuz, for the first 16 days, or some say 17 days, are positive, and the last part of the month is negative, as it's part of the three-week period leading up to Shavuot. And the Tanakh verses for the full name of Elitzur ben Shaddaiur. And the energy verses are the same as what we have studied earlier. The sixth step in the tribe of Ruva, Elitzur ben Shaddaiur, brought the same exact items as all of the other Nasiim, all of the other chieftains. And the overall reason for these items to be donated is related to the incidents in Reuben's life with Joseph and with Bilhah. With respect to Bilhah, he moved her bed, is what the Torah says, but that's according to the sages, is a euphemism. He was a righteous man, so he did not impose himself on Bilhah, but his desire was there, his consciousness was there. And as the firstborn, he was dealing with intellect. And intellect needs to overcome the emotions. And obviously, Hashem did not think that Reuben did so. And his incident with Joseph was Reuben talked the other brothers out of killing Joseph. But he was making the suggestion that they sell them into slavery. The silver bowl. The bowl is related to the similarity between karet, which means a bowl, and akaret, which means a principle. This then said Reuben being the principal reason behind saving Joseph's life, as he tried to talk his brothers out of shedding his blood. Why was it 130 shekels? Is the gematria of the first letters of the words Reuben spoke it to his brothers. Lo nankenu nafesh, when trying to save Joseph's life for the first time. 70 shekels is the size of the basin. Basin is a Hebrew word that is cognate to the Hebrew word for counsel, which Reuben gave his brothers when he told them, do not shed Joseph's blood. Why are there 70 shekels to the basin? Just into the secret, to the sod, gematria 70. Reuben held in his heart to try and save Joseph from the pit later. He was talking his brothers out of killing Joseph, but he planned to come back and save Joseph. The gold ladle of 10 shekels. The ladle, the word is kaf, which also means a palm of your hand. It relates to the words that Reuben spoke to his brothers, lay no hand upon him, when trying to stop them from killing Joseph. Why was it 10 shekels? 10 hints at the saving of the 10. He and his 9 brothers, when he talked them out of killing Joseph. One young bull is an ola. The burnt offering was made from all 3 species of animals, as well as a sin offering as the sacrifice that Reuben would bring for his involvement with the incident of Bilhah. Peace offering, 2 cattle, 5 rams, 5 he-goats, 5 sheep in the first year. The 2 cattle refers to the 2 good deeds that Reuben did, 1 saving Joseph, and 2 the repentance for the incident involving Bilhah. It is good to give, whether it's tzedakah or tithing, it's good to donate 13 coins. That's the end of our class. Does anyone have any questions? I wish you all a good day. A beautiful day filled with joy and happiness. And remember, this is a day of strong emotions. Maintain your joy. Strive to be happy. Shalom Gadol to all.
Shalom Gadol.
Shalom.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Shalom Gadol.
Thank you.